as a singular planet.
In fact, it is anything but. What it is a story not of a universe,
but a multiverse.
Where universes and planets, such as Earth,
were replicated and mirrored across a vibrating, infinite plane.
Some barely different from the next.
Others drastically so.
This is DC On Screen. Every week, Dave and Jason talk about the multiverse of DC properties on film and television. But be warned, if it's been officially released, you can expect they'll spoil it.
Welcome into DC On Screen. This is episode 450. We're going to be talking about Arrow, the mid-season finale, and, the episodes that led up to it. I'm your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
So, Arrow, man. I kind of want to get it out of the way right away and say, I don't feel like it's living up to season 5, but it's pretty good.
It's right there with it.
You think so?
I think it's right there with it. I just got to see what happens with this stupid investigation.
Yeah.
This FBI agent is awful. The big drain in the season right now is that investigation. And I hate that it's even starting to affect other parts of the storyline. I didn't want it to be a big part of the storyline. Because, every time I watch, Quentin gives him a watch, right? It's a family thing. He says, I can't accept that. It's a nice moment between the two. Quentin even says, it's not right. You don't have a parent here today. And that was one of those lines where I kind of, that hurt a little bit. That was good. And think about all the development they've gone through since Quentin brought him in because he thought he was the vigilante. I was already annoyed because we've done this story before. And here we are doing it long form. And the actual person playing the FBI agent is awful. Just painstaking.
You think?
Yeah, she's bad.
I just hate her character. I haven't noticed any bad acting or anything.
Okay, let me retract. Some combination of the character and her is bad, and I can't tell which one is driving the boat. But it's not working for me. Every time she comes on screen, I think, oh, God, what now?
I always feel like she's just she calls them in, they sit down for 2 seconds, and she's like, I know you're hiding something. You get the hell out of my office. Okay.
That's it. And they leave. Yeah. And then they're gone. They haven't given her any motivation. She is kind of one of the worst villains we've had ever on Arrow in the sense that she's just there fucking things up and we have no idea why. Why is this personal to her? Why does she have what is her deal?
Yeah.
Why has she made this her life?
Very, very upset about everything.
I mean, at least Caden has mentioned that he has something personal going on and he intends to teach the team a lesson. At least we got some promise that he...
At the end of this episode where we saw Caden and then we saw, it was a slow reveal of all the people involved.
Team Evil.
I expected her to walk out.
I kind of thought she was about to, and I would have been happy with that. At least it would have explained her. No, she's just this thing happening. So that is, to me, what's bad about what's happening right now. Everything else I'm enjoying.
Yeah. Well,
stuff with Diggle
was
a lot of
fun. Better.
William's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
They just had to decide what age he was and what they wanted to do with him, and he's going to be fine. A lot of the stuff they did this episode that they've been kind of leading up to was wonderful. You can tell that Curtis, especially when he's getting a little drunk, he misses Paul, and then there's that line right before he passes out, wasn't everything a little bit better before Team Arrow? And I kind of thought, hey, screw you, dude. You fought to get on this team, but that's another
thing. Yeah.
But it's okay to have regrets. It takes up a huge part of his life. He's lost his husband, all that stuff. I get it.
A lot of times you start doing a thing that you think you want to do, and it starts taking up a lot of your personal time and starts ruining your life. I'm not talking about anything in particular.
Just gonna see if it came up with anything. I'm just gonna let that lay there. it was nice to see what he's doing. Even the reveal that it was Renee, which it was ballsy for him to do. And I liked within the episode, Renee fesses up, says he didn't have a choice. Yeah. They have a moment later where Oliver puts himself in his shoes and was like, okay, look, we've all made mistakes. Let's work through this. Puts him back on the team. He disobeys in the field. Now he's off the team. No second chances. Okay. See, at least all that was, it felt like it was motivated by the characters that we've been watching this whole time. Oliver trying to reach out and, understand that he was in a bad position and give him another chance. Great. Renee does finally get his daughter back. He finally chooses his family. Like, and he was just kind of being cowardly about that. Like, he had the chance earlier in the season, and Quentin nearly punched him in the face because he didn't take that chance.
Mm-hmm.
So there was really cool stuff happening there. I liked where it got Renee. Honestly, if Renee's just off the team and he has his daughter, some part of me is like, you know what? Leave it there. I love Renee. I love Wild Dog. But, like,
yeah,
if it's just he gets to be with his daughter, and then why don't we just leave him on the sidelines? And then when it comes time for him to really testify, maybe do something in court. I don't know. The worst case scenario is, like, can't you see him having a conversation with Oliver where it's like, look, now that I've said this, I don't want to testify against you, Hoss, he'll say. But
I don't want to testify against you, Hoss, he'll say.
Yeah. You know what he's going to say. But he'd be in a position now where, like, look, I don't want to testify against you, but I've already given him my testimony. If I get up there and perjure myself, they'll take my daughter away. So I'm back in the position of, like, should I lie for you and lose my daughter? And then he's going to have to – it's going to be another one of those, like, thematic moments maybe where – like, Diggle had the same choice to make. He chose Oliver over his family, too. And now is Wild Dog supposed to make the same decision? Like, that you can have a lot of fun with.
Yeah. I'm enjoying that theme of choosing family, of having to make the choice
between the family
and the team. Yeah. And I don't think they're wrong. I don't think any of them's wrong, necessarily, for
leaving the team. No, it's a really tough decision. I did like how, I liked how everyone left. Like, they were tracked. I mean, they were tracked like animals, like owned things. I would be super pissed about that.
I was a little annoyed where, I mean, you know, Curtis was, I thought it was funny where Curtis was like, you guys were like spying on me and tracking me. And Felicity was like, yeah, with a GPS that you knew that we had on you. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Some part of her is like, how did you not see this guy? Like, we might as well have pulled up that, like, where's my phone app?
Right. I think Curtis is just being a little too dramatic about it, honestly. I really do. But it's clear that he's upset with... He's got other issues going on.
He does. He's got some stuff going on, too. But, like, I did feel like everybody had their own good reasons. Like, on the one hand, Oliver did bring him back on the team, and he couldn't trust him in the field. All right, I can't trust you in the field. I can't trust you at home base. Get out. Okay, I can buy that.
Makes sense.
Renee had his family to choose from. He was, again, in a bad position. I get where he comes from.
Sure.
Dinah, she's put herself in this position how many times? And the big one for Dinah is she trusted John and lied for him. And then when the time comes, John's like, no, I don't have your back. Screw that guy. I'd get out of there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then even Terrific, when he actually, or Curtis, when it comes down to him, I still liked his reasons. Like, emotionally he's falling apart. He's still in on the Helix thing, even though he's pretty pissed about a lot of the stuff that's going on there. But, like, the idea that he needed to be tracked as though he wasn't part of this team for several years. Yeah, I'd leave too. I'm too prideful. Mm-hmm. I'd get the hell out of there.
You know what aggravated me about the Dinah and John thing was John did stick up for her. He was like, nah, man, she's had my back, blah, blah, blah. You know, he still trusted her. And then at the end, he was like, I'm sorry, Dinah. I'm like, no, but you stood there and you told, like, I wanted, like, Oliver to be like, no, his objections to my accusations were noted. Like, he had your back, to be fair.
Yeah. But, like, Dinah wanted them to basically apologize for ever having not trusted him, and John was just like, no, we're going to not trust you sometimes. Sorry, that's how it is. I know that you implicitly trusted me and put the entire team's lives at risk, but, I don't feel the same about you, so. Which is essentially what he said.
Which I kind of wish that all of them, that they had, like, just any one of them had mentioned to the team while they were having this argument, remember Evelyn?
Yeah. And, you know, Oliver mentions a couple times, like, we can't have another Evelyn.
But not to them.
But not to them.
While they're all being indignant and pissy.
See, I feel like you're saying indignant and pissy.
Uh-huh.
And I feel defensive in a way. In a way that, like, I know I would be indignant and pissy and leave the team.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm defending my own behavior.
That's okay, but, you know, just as long as you understand you're wrong. You're part of a clandestine freaking super team.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta one of you has already been outed as a traitor. Like, there's no way around it. This girl was a traitor. These people have everything to lose. They have children, they have lives and careers, they have everything to lose by being on this team and operating this team. You're gonna be tracked. And sometimes people aren't going to be trusted until they can prove themselves. get your ass off your shoulders, stop being a bunch of crybabies. You chose this life. Now, if you can't handle it, get the hell out.
Nope. I would still be indignant. I understand your point about the clandestineness of it all. But it's like everyone on this team has lied through their teeth on multiple occasions. And it has
absolutely
usually cost like a lot of trouble. But that doesn't mean anyone's tracking Felicity everywhere. John never got tracked, even though he was basically doping, almost killing himself doping. None of that matters.
Oh, no. But see, my point would be that they should all be tracked.
I know. But as one of the new guys, putting myself there, I'd be like, no. There's not like Team A and Team B. No.
Isn't there, though?
That's the point. That's why I would get indignant and back out, is what they just declared was basically, yes, there's a central group that is the real team, and then you guys are peripherals, and we don't really trust you when it comes down to it. And I'd be like, you know what? Fine. Go screw yourselves. I'm taking my costume, and I'm bowling. Or bailing. I might bowl.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Death bolt. No. Yeah, I see both sides of it. I really do. I don't blame them for leaving.
Yeah.
But I mean, then again, they're kind of being crybabies about it. Like, a lot of this is just like, oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can do it.
And, you know, for the drama of it, I am annoyed that they didn't go, you know, to be fair, John did stick up for you. I don't agree with John, because this isn't a democracy. I say I have a problem with you.
Right. And then, obviously, it turns out the whole reason the team's unraveling is because Caden had Siren put in a surveillance device while she was in there.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be annoyed if it was anyone but him that designed it.
Yeah.
Anybody else would be like, come on, Felicity would have found that by now.
Yeah. Caden James, man. I'm really annoyed by his overarching story so far. He's like, you killed my son. We're going to Oh, it's revenge.
I don't know why you get annoyed by stuff like that. It makes no sense to me.
It's annoying to me because it's just a retread of last season where it was like, you killed my father. Now there's going to be revenge.
Yeah, can't you come up with something a little different? And people, you know, getting revenge about it.
I thought Caden James would have a little more of an interesting plot than revenge. I really did. I really hope that he would have like a plot beyond that, just a motive beyond that. But whatever, man. I don't know. It's aggravating.
I don't think they're done giving you his motives yet, though.
Maybe not.
I mean, he was already a subversive hacker. Like, he was already on the baddie list.
Sure.
So, no, I just don't think we're done fleshing him out.
Hope not. But that's a shitty card to pull right up front. I'm just like, ugh, okay. But I like the actor. I like Michael Emerson. He's creepy.
Yeah. I just don't understand why it annoys you as much. I understand your explanation, but I can't feel you on that at all. I'm like, yeah, it sounds dead. It just makes sense.
Yeah, it's just...
As you please.
They just keep doing it over and over again, man. Mm. Yeah. I'm not annoyed by Felicity. I'm not annoyed by Oliver and Felicity. I'm actually thankful they've put it to rest. I don't need a lot more on this. I just...
Time to just go ahead and do that.
Happy they had their little wedding and everything.
I even like seeing Donna and the calculator.
That sounds like a 70s like sitcom drama if I ever saw one. Like Donna and the calculator.
Oh, yeah.
I like that there's still a little spark between her and Quentin. I enjoyed that. Oh, dude. Black Siren and Quentin.
Yeah, that was an interesting turn. That's the first time I've had any empathy for Black Siren.
Yeah, and Katie Cassidy killed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's actually gotten a lot better in this role. I've been impressed with her so far. Like, Black Siren started out as, bizarre and kind of over the top as the rest of them, but she's turning it into something that's a little less cartoony and a little more fun to get behind.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got?
Other than your shot at... You get the power shot of all the villains? That's really all the episode had going on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're talking about the season so far, too. So yeah. What did you think of Deathstroke? You good with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good little arc.
Do you have any hope of seeing him again? Do you think that he should be seen again? I'm kind of good where we left him.
Yeah, I mean, he walked out of this story for all rights and purposes done. I mean, if they come up with a great reason to bring him back, that's one thing, but I don't think we ever see him again.
I think we'll probably see him at least one more time. before the series is over, I think we'll probably...
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, his son's still out there.
His son's still out there. There's still something going on with that. But they gave him... they gave him a good ending. He walks off kind of a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe an anti-hero to some extent. But he walks off kind of more on the side of the angels than not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you'd take him maybe and throw him at Teen Titans like Bennett's, you know, suggested a couple times. I don't know how much more you've got to do with that character. It's a perfectly good wrap-up. If they come up with some great reason to use him, I'm sure they will. Like, there has to be a finale to the show at some point, and it better be epic, and it would delight me if they brought in everybody that's ever been on.
Sure.
For one final battle. And if he showed up for that, it'd be great. But short of that, I don't know what you do with him.
I don't think I want that from an era finale. I just want it to be Oliver. I don't know. I don't know why, but I kind of want it to be spun that way.
Maybe.
But then again, I thought most of last season's finale was kind of a perfect series finale in a lot of ways.
It would have been. They could have made just a couple of minor adjustments and put the show down, and it would have been fine. But it doesn't look like we have that to worry about for a while. I mean, they're not...
Yeah.
There's no real talk of cancellation right now.
Yeah.
We can, at this point, kind of assume next season is a go. So it'll be at least a year and a half before we have that discussion in earnest.
Right. You know, at the wedding when Thea was like, I was kind of hoping someone would show up. I was like, me too.
Yeah. I know. Part of me thought that he might be the traitor for a second.
Oh, yeah?
Like that he was willing to, that he was going to, you know, regain his own life by coming back and calling out Oliver, but...
I briefly considered it.
It was a fleeting thought.
I briefly considered it. Yeah, I don't know. Thinking about that, though, maybe your series finale idea would be fun, just to have, like, everybody. Just everybody. Speedy, Arsenal.
Huntress.
Oh, God, I miss Huntress. I wanted her back so bad. I want her to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
Yeah.
So when Quentin gave Oliver the watch and said you didn't have a parent at this thing, I wanted Oliver to say, yes, I do.
I didn't need it. I mean, the line wouldn't have hurt at all, but I was just as touched, I think, with or without that.
I don't know. He just sort of stares blankly at him.
I thought it was like a look of registering, you know. They had a nice hug. I thought the moment passed just fine. Like, that's what I read on his face was, yeah, I do. So.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have hurt at all if he said it out loud, though.
I'm not one for subtlety. I want to be knocked over the head with things like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand, Jason. I needed the words. I needed the words,
I'm
Jason.
I'm okay.
No, I don't think you understand.
I kind of get it.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot more on Arrow, honestly. It's nice to see Thea back. I didn't know I missed her until now.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, don't get too used to her. She's still kind of going to pop in and out. But
what did you think about what did you think about Black Siren calling her Speedy? That was weird.
I didn't even catch that part, actually.
When she, like, knocks her out, she calls her Speedy.
She does call her Speedy. You're right.
And, like, almost lovingly calls her Speedy.
Huh. That's a great question. We don't know what Thea Part 2 is doing it, or Thea Number 2 is doing, do we?
No.
She might very well be an evil Speedy.
She might be.
That Siren has worked with in the past.
I don't recall if they gave us that answer.
Well, that's something. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
I mean, I guess without inventing any new information, my best guess is Caden has done his research so thoroughly that even his lieutenants are prepped on everyone's nicknames.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. It's been an okay season so far.
I'm enjoying it.
I want the FBI thing to be done with. I'm tired of it being under indictment.
I don't want that to be the season finale is his trial. Please don't do that to me. Please.
I hadn't even considered that, but yeah, that just sounds awful and annoying.
Yeah, that's just... I like what they're doing with everything except that. That's my only real criticism. Mm-hmm. Like, everything else, going smooth. Let's keep it going. Just please get this FBI thing under control.
I agree. I think I'm going to call it on this episode, man.
I hear you.
You got anything else?
I really don't. Oh, nice to see Anatoly, even though he's going to be evil.
Yeah, I was when he came in, when he walked in with Caden James, I went, no, Anatoly. Yeah.
I still like the
Anatoly.
Guy. He's still a fun actor to watch. I mean, I'll miss him and Oliver's, you know, Training Day Russia stuff, but
yeah,
he's always been fun on screen, so it was good to see him again. You get to see Richard Dragon, see what he's up to.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Diggle's, I guess, nemesis this season.
I keep forgetting about Richard Dragon, because every time he shows up, I go, oh, yeah, him.
Yeah. There's one guy I didn't recognize. Did you recognize that last guy? Because it's like Caden and Vigilante and Richard Dragon and then Black Siren, obviously. And then there's like Anatoly and some dude that I can't remember.
Was there? I don't remember anyone else.
Well,
I mean, that was Richard Dragon.
I thought he was on the... I don't know. I didn't get to freeze frame it. And then, like you said, like we mentioned earlier, one of the problems with the CW app is like, once that scene passed, I had to go watch a bunch of commercials to go back to it. So I was like, I think I remembered it right, and wrote everything down.
Yeah.
But if I'm right and someone knows that other guy, please let me know.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone but everyone we've mentioned. So I don't know.
I will have to promise myself in the future to keep the remote much closer to me.
Help us, Brentech Prime. You're our only hope.
Because I saw the scene, and I started writing down all the names of the people I saw real quick. Like, okay, well, power shot. Let's see who all we got. Blah, 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 blah. And then by the time I was like, who's that guy? The scene ends. The remote's all the way across the... I missed my chance.
I'm sorry, man.
So, that's all I got, man.
All right. Well, we're DC On Screen. You can find every episode at DCOnScreen.com. They're all free. We are in partnership with TV Time, the TV calendar app.
Ooh, speaking of, that's a good opportunity to say, hey, do we want to know when the next Arrow comes?
Sure.
And that will be January 18th. Looks like it's still holding in on its Thursday time slot for now.
That's tasty. That was creepy. I'm sorry.
It was a little. I was going to let it slide, but if you want to pull it out and call it out, then let's do it. That was a little creepy, and I agree, and we should work on that in the future.
You mean we should get creepier?
We'll flip a coin off air and see what happens.
Oh.
Don't start practicing yet. No one needs that.
All right. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at DC On Screen, and rub elbows with us. We don't have a staff. It's just us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you message us, you'll be talking to us. We'll see it. One of us will see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will somehow communicate with you, whether it be through a simple like or an actual response or a response on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? So we're going to be coming right back with the mid-season finale / mid-season review of Gotham. And until then, keep some DC on your screen. Our opening narration was from Dan Juergens' The History of the DC Universe, Part 3 of 10, as featured in DC 52, Week 4. It was performed by me, David Z. Robertson. Intro music by Jason Goss and Michael Shackelford. Michael's band Future Elevators can be found on Spotify or future-elevators.com. Our introduction was performed by Eli Opelders of Stealing the Remote, which lives on SoundCloud and can be found on iTunes and Stitcher. We're a proud member of the Giant Size Team Up Network, giantsizeteamup.com. DC On Screen is a maladjusted production. Visit maladjusted.tv for more from me and Jason, including sketch comedy, an improvised web series, vlogs, parodies, and more.